The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Yes, it can. It can buy me a boat. Everybody in Panhandle, Florida needs a boat. That's my opinion. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. You can give us a call at 850-437-1620. You may want to jot that number down. We got a great giveaway today. We got like an oil change or a gear loop change kit for Mercury. And Key Marine's happy to give that away to us today. And we also have a guest in here, which we're going to introduce, and that is Jeff Kilgore from Mercury Marine. Good morning, Jeff, and I really appreciate you being here today.
Good morning, good morning. I'm glad to be here. Thank
you for having me. I'm excited about you being here today, and everybody's so busy right now in our industry. It's kind of hard to communicate back and forth and all the stuff that's going on, so I am glad you're here. So we're going to talk about a few things and see where you're at nowadays. So we are sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine, located at 5621 Bayer Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. Key Marine is your Mercury, Yamaha, and Suzuki repower center. They have special discounting prices on all Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki product. And they have Mercury engines in stock from 40 to 200. And if you check out their website and their Facebook page, they can give you all the pricing of their products that they have. And they have special discounts that are applied right now, so check them out. You can get a great deal on your Mercury product. So Key Marine Center specializes in service and repair on all Mercruiser, Mercury, Yamaha, and Suzuki products. Again, you can check them out on Facebook as well. Well, it's been an interesting week over at Georgetown Tech. We had some weather come through, and actually a little tornado, and I heard this morning it was an F1, come through, and it went right down their street over there by the school, and we got some damage over at the Pine Forest High School. The backside of our school got a little bit of damage, but it wasn't nothing to shut us down. So it scattered some debris all the way across into the neighborhoods. Our secretary, Teresa, sent me some pictures, and there was some debris in her yard, and her roof got impaled by some metal things.
Wow.
And it wasn't from her house. It was actually from Pine Forest High School. So she got a wake-up call from Pine Forest High School on our day off. So we didn't have school that day, and that was a great call. Our superintendent did a great job making that call because, the weather did get bad. And, you know, out of abundance of precaution, it was the right choice. So he does a great job for the school district, and, we're thankful for that. So, we are back in session. We went back yesterday, and my students didn't like being off of school, but, that's the funniest thing. Have you ever had students that say, we got a day off, and kind of moan, that are happy but are not happy about it? My students are never happy when we take a day off. So we're just having a great time over there. And, one day off, I made them work a little bit harder on Thursday. So that's what we did. So, it's a good time over there. So, Jeff, for our listeners that haven't heard, you've been on the show a few times. Can you explain to us what your position is with Mercury Marine?
So I am a technical account manager, and what that means is basically I come out to dealerships in the area that are obviously Mercury affiliated, and I help them diagnose the problem children, the ones that give the dealer a hard time to try to alleviate customer frustration so that they are happy with the product. And this year it's been pretty good. So nowhere near the issues that we've had last year. I think our warranty rates are going down. The product's getting better coming out the door, getting better overall in durability and lasting in the field. So that's what I do. I cover Pensacola, Mobile, all of Mississippi, and all of Louisiana. So
you're spread out there pretty good.
I am spread out pretty thin, yeah.
And the dealerships, if they have an issue, they call you and say, hey, we're having an issue with a Mercury product. Or it could even be a boat system product associated with a Mercury engine, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I get phone calls and emails all the time. I mean, this morning I was dealing with several issues as well. So, they'll reach out and say, hey, I'm having some trouble. What do you think? Sometimes we'll just bounce ideas off of each other. Or if I have a problem child in the or a problem engine in an area, I can call a dealer and say, hey, I need some help. Can you look at it for me until I can get there, type thing?
There's a lot. Well, if you're looking at percentages, when you're having issues with the product, or is sometimes it's just really rigging related, or rather than engine related?
Yeah, the vast majority of it, I would say, is rigging. Not necessarily the fault of any one individual or company. It's just rigging in general. So our systems are very complex, but with complexity comes sometimes the mistake of plugging this into the wrong connector, et cetera, et cetera. And so that's where a lot of the frustration comes from, is actual rigging. Most of the techs are pretty good about finding it. A lot of times I get a phone call just saying, hey, I just let you know what I found. And so,
you know, I got a student that works over at Blazer Bay right now. He's part-time at Blazer Bay, and he's doing rigging over there and helping them. And he's told me of some of the troubleshooting procedures that he learned at Georgetown Tech in the classroom that he's using there. And sometimes it's just the harness that's faulty or something like that. He was telling me yesterday that he had a communication problem on a product and found out that he started doing resistance checks in the wires and stuff in a harness. Mm-hmm. And, hey, that's great. I taught him how to do that over at Georgetown, right? Mm-hmm. And so he found a screw through one of the cables. So it was a rigging issue.
Wonder how the screw got
there. Boat haven't left, right? Well, who knows how it got there. But anyway, so that was the problem, and he found it. So, you know, so I can see how that kind of stuff can happen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you and I were talking out there before we came into class, and one of the big things that we're having issues, I guess if you call it issues, is getting technicians. So I'd like for you to touch on that and how important that is for us to get technicians out in the field.
So the marine industry is not by itself when it comes to lack of technicians. We have issues with automotive. You know, I hear this on automotive. You see the signs at some of these dealerships about hiring technicians and signing bonuses and everything. That's all to attract help. So the marine industry is obviously probably one of the top five industries that needs technicians. And so just this week, I got three calls of dealers looking for help. Do you know anybody looking for help? And so when you talk about your class and how the link that you go to train your class is kind of one of a kind. You know, we have you and a couple of schools, not in the area, but, you know, throughout the country that do this type of thing. And so I cannot stress enough the need for technicians and the training and the, you know, get the experience in the field, because we need it desperately. We are very short of technicians.
Yeah, well, I definitely want to thank you for the support you give us, because you come to the school sometimes and hang out with my students, and you actually give them extra training.
Yeah.
That's not, it's part of my curriculum, but you add to it.
Yeah.
And that helps my students. And as a matter of fact, I got a message for you. They said, hey, we need to see Jeff Kilgore in our class. So my students are actually looking forward to you coming by and hanging out with them. They love that.
Yeah.
They love that.
We had a good time on that last little engine we were running on the dyno. That was an older two-stroke that were on the dyno.
Yeah.
They were having trouble setting it up, remember?
Yeah. And you got in there, and Jeff got in there and showed them everything about that motor and was helping them set it up. And we took some pictures and videos of that. And, you know, I think that just takes us above and beyond what other schools are doing. So I really do. I appreciate you so much.
Yeah.
And the fact that you are so supportive of what we do over there. Let's do this. Okay. I'm going to give out the phone number, 850-437-1620. While we're talking to Jeff, maybe you have a question for him. Maybe you have a question about your Mercury product. Or a comment, that's fine, 850-437-1620. But Jeff's got a trivia question for us. I have no idea what the trivia question is, so he's going to give you a trivia question. You can call or text. I prefer a call. I love talking to people. Yeah. But, you know, either way, go ahead with your trivia question.
So who was the founding father at Mercury Marine?
Okay. Who was the founding father at Mercury Marine?
437-1620, call or text. First one?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep, first one to text in or call with the correct answer.
Yeah, we'd love to give you that little package. It's got gear lube. It has a gear lube filler. It has some touch up paint and some grease, marine grease. So that's a nice little package from Key Marine. That's probably what do you think that is in money wise?
Money wise, probably $40 market.
Yeah, easy. Yeah. So that's pretty good. So that's a great prize. And you go out there to Key Marine and get that. So give us a call. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. So we talk a lot about things that are on the show about maintenance and maintenance intervals. Mm-hmm. And I know you have your thoughts on it. And a lot of times, Jeff, I'll say, well, the dealership will say one thing, you'll say one thing, I'll say one thing. So there's a lot of different thoughts on, you know, maintenance and that kind of stuff. But it's also different in what area you live in. So when you're looking at, just do a basic four-stroke Mercury outboard, let's say in mid-range, you know, 150, 200, whatever, saltwater versus freshwater. Give us some ideas on maintenance intervals if you're in saltwater or if you're in freshwater.
So basically the maintenance intervals as far as the two different water qualities are going to be the same. So it's still 100 hour on your gear oil. It's still 100 hour on your engine oil. Having said that, the biggest difference between the two is the flushing and the taking care of the maintenance as far as washing the engine. Salt buildup gets up under the cowling from the airflow from the engine using air, right? And so with that salt buildup, if the cowling is not taken off and kind of cleaned a little bit, it tends to build up. And that's one of the biggest issues that we see. As far as high performance goes, if there's any questions on that part, 50 hours on your grill for high performance situations, okay, like big cat boats,
okay,
Invincibles, as an example, Freeman's, you know, those big cat boats that run, you know, the quad engines that run 80 mile an hour, those gear oil intervals need to be changed at about every 50 to 75.
And that's salt or freshwater?
That is going to be salt.
You'll
or freshwater.
You'll see those boats typically in saltwater anyway, but yes,
we do see some in freshwater. I mean, like those arcs, it's got some big boats like that. Seen a couple of those boats up in Gunnersville where we're from.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So when you're looking at different engine manufacturers, I was saying last week we were at a question about engine manufacturers and where their products are. Mm-hmm. What areas do you see your product more? What areas do you see your product less? Or is that even a thing?
Yeah, it's a thing. Down here, as far as the Gulf Coast goes, we are probably 50-50, I would say. So for every one of ours, you see one of theirs. And then in freshwater, for the most part, with the bass and pontoon market we've got a good handle on that. I would say probably a good 75%.
Okay.
In the freshwater market. But it, you know, it varies throughout the country. You're going to see some favorites over one versus the other in certain markets. So
I'm going to ask you this question, and maybe what about electric motors? Because I get that about every week somebody asks me about electric motors. Every week, isn't it, Jake?
Yeah,
every
yeah.
show, right?
Every show, yeah.
So
electric market is growing exponentially. We do have certain lakes in other states, and probably this state as well, that I'm not aware of, that are electric only. You know, you can only run a trolling motor or whatever. So those key markets is what we're really after. As far as the electric goes, it's growing leaps and bounds. We just released two engines, I believe, at Miami Boat Show. I haven't seen documentation on that. But, you know, the 7.5E has been out for a while. That's a one horse. I have actually driven that engine, actually used that engine on a little skiff. It works perfect. It will just about plane myself out.
Okay.
So it's extremely torquey. Not sure about pricing, since I'm not on that side of the deal there. But at the same time, it's really a neat product. It really works well.
I think most customers are interested in performance and, you know, how long do they actually last as far as battery power.
Well, as battery power goes, yeah, it's going to be load-based. So the harder you mash on the throttle, the less power, less range you're going to get out of it.
Kind of like fuel.
Yeah, right? Just like fuel.
Yeah, you know. So the faster you go, the more fuel you're going to burn, more electricity you're going to burn, I guess. So,
that's correct.
You know. So we got a call?
Well, let's give out that trivia question one more time there.
Okay, who was the founding father of Mercury Marine?
Call or text 437-1620 to win our prize package this morning.
That's a great prize package. So I think when Jeff's on the show, people would like to listen rather than call in. And stuff,
they're intimidated.
A lot of good information.
They're intimidated.
I don't know about that. We aren't that intimidating, are we?
I think so.
Hey, sometimes our students think so.
Yeah.
You know, what I appreciate about Jeff is when he comes into class, he doesn't really, you know, he's not light on him. He's not easy on him.
Right.
He's like, you need to do this. You need to do that. You need to take notes. You need to retain information, all this stuff, you know. Because Jeff actually went to a trade school as well, right, to get into our industry.
Yep. I graduated MMI in 1999 and never looked back. And so I've been, next month is 25 years.
Wow, 25 years. So he hasn't quite been in as long as I have. But, you know, he's been in the Mercury long, you know, if you take my time frame in the business and you split it up in between product, he's got me probably on that stuff.
Maybe, but. Yeah, because we started when I first got in the field, we were all Mercury. That's all we sold. I was at a big Mercury dealership, several actually, and so Mercury was, I bleed black. I've always have. I always will.
Yeah.
And so that's how that went. So yeah, I've probably known Mercury inside and out.
Yeah, Jeff is Mercury through and through. Everything Mercury, I'll tell you what.
Mm. Yeah. Crazy about a Mercury.
Yeah, crazy about a Mercury.
I love them.
You should write us a song about that, Jake.
I think Alan Jackson already beat me to it.
I think there's one out there already for that
one. Out there. Hey, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. We want to give that prize package away, so let's do it.
The founding father of Mercury Marine.
Right. I don't even think I know that. I'm going to have to think about that.
It's a hard one. People are researching. They're Googling right now.
Yeah,
that's why
I'm sure they're using the Google, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you're out in your search, how do you know where you're going to be on a day-to-day basis when you're out checking on dealerships?
So I try to do it pocket-based. So as an example, 2-3 weeks ago, I was in Monroe, Louisiana. I stayed up there for the week. And then I always have Gulf Coast stuff going on down here, so there's always something happening. So I try to do bi-weekly visits to different areas is what I try to do. But if something comes up and I need to stay down here, that's fine. That's part of the job, and I'm happy to do so. But that's what I attempt to do is every other week, I'll make a trip somewhere.
Right, and you're basically visiting, or sometimes you're just visiting dealerships?
Yeah, I'll walk in the door and just say, hey, how are you? How are things? Can I help you? What can I help you with?
Right.
Any problem children that we need to discuss?
Well, one thing I like about what you do is when I have a new student working in field, whether it's co-op or they've transitioned out of my classroom into the field, you go by and check on them. And you actually ask them how they're doing, right?
Yep. We follow up with them, see how they're doing. We want to make sure they're good. I mean, they need to understand, too, that with the job, it is a job. Don't misunderstand me. It's still an 8-to-5 job. But at the same time, people in this industry, and myself included, just like you, we kind of live it.
Yeah, true.
So, you know, I need to make sure you're doing good. If you got any questions, you know, if there's anything I can help you with, you know, a direction that you need to go type thing.
Probably the hardest thing that my students can do is transition from the school to a shop.
And it's hard. It really is hard. That is a giant step.
And what you do to help me with that is summer school's coming up, Jeff, mm-hmm. So I'm going to put you on the spot here. We're going to look. They're already asking, okay, because when we have summer school, Jeff helps us out with field trips, and he comes by and helps us with some different things. We go to a dealership. We'll run boats. We'll get on boats and all these kind of fun things that we get to do. But the students get to learn through that activity. Mm-hmm. And what happens, my previous students that's gone through that are telling new students, hey, you need to do summer school because Jeff Kilgore is awesome, and he's going to take us out on some trips. So
yeah, we had a good one last year.
Yeah.
It's on that big 380 Boston Whaler with twin V12s. That was a really good one.
And the students got to see that, and you were able to explain so many things on that. So it is just so much fun for the students to do that.
Yeah, and some of them have never been on a boat before, and that was the first time they'd been offshore.
That's hard to
believe.
Wow. Yeah.
That's remarkable. We do have a winner. The text started rolling in here as soon as we gave out the question again. I think a lot of people looked it up. So our winner, I think, if they have the right answer, is the answer Carl? How do you say his last name?
Keykafer.
Okay. Carl Keykafer is our correct answer. And Steven is our winner.
Nice. Congratulations,
okay. Steve. Great. Thank you, Stephen. We appreciate that, and we thank you for listening today.
Yes. And earlier we had a text from Marcus. He was our winner last show.
Yes.
He
yep.
won the, I think it was the T-shirt and the hat.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling us, big thanks for my shirt and hat. I won last week. I'm sending my boat over to Key Marine next week for a head gasket fix.
Wow. Okay.
On his Mercury.
Great. Well, thank you for that, and we appreciate you listening, and we definitely appreciate you supporting Key Marine.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
no
congratulations,
doubt about it.
Steven, our winner of the prize package this morning.
That's great. Well, thank you so much. You know, you said that we had fun, right?
We did.
And when you think about it, we did What Did You Learn last night, and I think you've been at our What Did You Learn, where students talk about what they learned during the week. And so many times last night, my students said they had fun learning. What I did with this electrical project, I had fun. When I learned how to troubleshoot this or strip wires of one thing, the students come in there in my classroom, of all things, they don't know how to, they think they know how to strip a wire, you know, and get it prepared to put a fitting, you know, a terminal on it, right? And then they don't really know how to do that. And so they said they had fun learning. And that's a big part of what we do at Georgetown Tech in the Marine Service classes. The students have fun. And part of having fun is when you come by and of course, you know, and help them, and they enjoy that. And they see the fact that how important they are to our industry, and especially to Mercury Marine, and how we're trying to bring you know, students up into the employee type situation.
Yeah. when I was going through my training back in 99, my instructors made it fun. And I have found over the years that if we do make it fun and we show them examples and they do have a good time with it, they tend to absorb it. They tend to retain that information. And so that, to me, that works better than kind of going in and with the other mindset.
We had Miss Ferguson down there last night. She is in charge of our WIOA program, and I can't really pronounce that correctly. I'm going to have her on a show one day. But she comes down for my What Did You Learn once in a while. And last night, the students always ask whoever's in the classroom, what did you learn this week? And she said, it's not about what you learn. It's about what you retain.
Ah.
It's about doing things over and over again until you're actually able to retain. And I talk about that a lot. And I think coming from her and coming from you, Jeff, the students understand that better. You know, I can say it a million times, but until somebody that's in the field or somebody that's, you know, not even related to our field understands the fact that the more you do something, the more you can retain it. Mm-hmm. And that's important. You can learn something, but trying to retain it is another thing, isn't it?
I think the key thing is that not only retaining, but when they learn, they tend to retain it the first time. When they have fun, they tend to retain it the first time.
Right.
And so instead of that repetitive nature, because the repetitive is going to come as they're into the field, it's going to happen. You know, time and time and time and time again, they're going to figure out how to strip a wire or put a water pump in or whatever the case is. But if they have fun the first time with it, they tend to retain all that information quickly.
Sometimes I amaze myself when I go out to help a student and I remember something that I've done like 30 years ago when I'm trying to help them. And I look and I go, how did I remember that? You know, and I've known that I've done that over and over. And it's like rebuilding a MerCruiser upper or resealing one or something. You know the steps, and you really, a lot of times, unless you're looking at specs, you don't even have to get into the service manual. Everything else comes naturally.
That's correct.
As far as taking apart. And sometimes that could be a little scary because sometimes it's too natural and you could forget something. Mm-hmm. So that's why I always tell the students they need to go to service manuals as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. You need to have the service manual, and they should have the service manual out to not only to help retain that information, but at the same time, make sure the retained information is correct.
Right. And that's what we try to teach them. I said, don't remember specs, you know, look at the service manual, go through the steps. And that's probably one of the hardest things that I teach is getting students to actually use a service manual properly.
Me too.
You too, even in the, you learning it properly, or are you teaching techs in the field?
Teaching them, you know, so when we're talking about, and we train on this at Mercury University too, is, you know, where do you go to find your information that you need? You know, we talk about the service manuals. All of our service manuals are laid out the same. They've been this way since I've been a part of Mercury. You know, section 3 is always the power head. Section 2 is this. Section 4 is this. And it's always the same layout. It doesn't matter the engine. So we push that information and so that they know where to go.
Yeah. And I think a lot of times they want to look at pictures.
They do, because I'm not going to lie, I'm a picture person, too.
Well, I know, but you got to read, though.
You do.
You know?
You do.
And I think that's one of the hardest things that I deal with is trying to get the student to read, because I think reading has gone away a little bit.
It has.
You know? Yeah. Unless it's a text message with LOL on it, it's kind of, maybe true. Y'all should try those abbreviations in your service manuals.
Oh, you know? Man, yeah.
Don't torque this, LOL.
LOL.
Yeah, right? I don't know.
2BH, we're getting Slay up in here. Yeah, all that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, that is something that we have a hard time with, or I do, is trying to get them to read the service manuals. And so many times I'll walk up and I'll say, it's in the manual. Mm-hmm. You need to find it.
Yep.
And I will not, and I refuse to, spoon feed them the service manual.
No, I agree. I agree. And that's one of the things they've got to learn when they get into the field. They're not going to have that backup to somebody to be over their shoulder, unless it's Mr. Customer who's upset.
Yeah, and you got to figure it out yourself.
That's correct.
You know, and I tell students that a lot, too. You know, when you go into the field, you're going to be on your own. You're not going to have somebody backing you up to a certain extent.
Sure, yeah.
You know, when you go into new places, luckily for us, George Stone, we have places, dealerships that are willing to put our students under technicians' wings, and also you guys coming out in the field and helping. Mm-hmm. So that does take a little bit off of them, but they still need to understand how to read a service manual.
That's correct.
For sure.
That's
so,
correct.
Man, this has been a quick show, hasn't it?
It really has.
It has. Well, Jeff, we appreciate you coming in here today.
Thank you for having me.
We'll get you in here more, okay?
Absolutely.
And thank you, Key Marine, for sponsoring the show. Remember, Key Marine is located at 5621 Bayer Road here in Pensacola. Give them a call, 850-492-0487 is the phone number. And we appreciate the calls today and the text, and thank you for that. And it's just a good time, and we'll be back in here next Friday.
Yeah, congratulations, right. Steven. He's going to be taking home our prize package. He'll get down there on Monday and pick it up. So, yeah.
All right. Thank
Thanks
you.
For listening. We'll be right back with more Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Frisky Friday. We've got Santa Rosa Animal Services in the building. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.